Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Why don't we start off today's show, Dave, with some bad news?
Yeah, this is some bad news. An Australian man called reptile experts for help when he arrived home after two enormous pythons came crashing through his kitchen ceiling.
Oh, no.
Again, everything in Australia trying to kill you. Stephen Brown of Brisbane North said that he had to call the snake catchers and relocation after he got home and was complaining that there was a 8.2-foot carpet python slithering around his kitchen, along with a 9.5-foot-long carpet python.
Oh, no.
Both of these snakes were two of the fattest I've ever seen, as in the amount of muscle they had, Brown told CNN. He said the snakes were very well fed. He said in a Facebook post that determined the big serpents had fallen through the man's kitchen ceiling before starting to explore the house. The snake catcher said the male pythons were likely fighting over a nearby female, which is just the most bro python thing to do ever. And that's how they ended up crashing through the ceiling. The snakes were safely captured and relocated more than a half mile away from the man's house, which doesn't seem like enough. Jeez, man.
Nope.
Carpet python is what you're calling that? Is it related to the bedroom python? Also, who has a reptile expert on speed dial? Like,
if you live in Australia, I guess.
Stephen Brown in Brisbane. That's who. I mean, if there's a collective 20 feet almost of snake that's just going to fall through your ceiling at any point, and then you're going to be able to compare how muscly they are, is juxtaposed to the other pythons that you normally run into.
Like some weird, like, erotic Diane Steele fiction. You know, snake fiction that's happening.
It was so muscular.
I almost...
It was a lonely evening, and all of a sudden, Susan heard a creak, and next thing you know, the two biggest pythons she'd ever seen burst through her ceiling.
And that's when Hulk Hogan came in and said, "What you gonna do with these 24-foot pythons in the wild? Oh, you, brother."
And some good news today as well. A picture went viral. I'm sure that you guys have seen it, of the two little girls that were sitting outside of that Taco Bell because they needed to use the Wi-Fi to do their homework. I don't know if you've seen it, but yeah, I mean, a lot of kids going back to school, and a big problem is connectivity for all kids right now. Yep. So there is, you know, these little girls that were sitting outside of a Taco Bell using Wi-Fi in order to get their work done, and it moved a lot of people, right? Because you start to think about challenges that exist, and everyone's sort of dealing with it every bag right now.
About the people who have less than them or who may be in slightly different situations. It's a real problem out there.
A GoFundMe was set up by Jackie Lopez after she was able to find the mother of the two girls. Lopez met with the family, said they were going to get evicted from a rented room on September 1st, which is also just really, really sad. A GoFundMe was set up, surpassed $20,000 as the goal, and as of the end of Tuesday, $130,000 has been raised for this family. So life-changing money, I would imagine.
You mean to say there's good people out there still who care for others?
Yep.
Whoa! Holy
and
moly.
This young lady who set this whole thing up, Jackie Lopez, said she also found an accountant to help the mom, who's a worker, help manage the funds. And she said that, after the photo went viral, the Salinas City Elementary School District said they provided wireless hotspots to the kids. The digital divide is very real, and delays in receiving needed technology are a statewide concern. We are grateful the state is making technology a priority and looking forward to receiving these hotspots in our district, said the district president. So pretty cool stuff, though. I mean, this young lady was just moved by the photo. She tracked down who it was that was the parent of these two and said, "We're going to do something about it," and has done something
This is a great story. But, me being the skeptic that I am. Are you getting paid off, Dave? Is this some PR for, are you getting paid off in Crunchwrap Supremes from Taco Bell to,
Big Taco.
Look, Taco Bell has free Wi-Fi inside.
Cheesy gordita crunches, get it right. The demands that I have from Big Taco are very specific from Big Bell.
I like those tiny tacos from Trader Joe's. Those are really good.
Everything looks tiny compared to your giant, muscly python, Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So this is a kind of cool innovation. There is a vending machine now that refills cleaning products. Do you guys ever feel guilty like you go through a bottle of Windex or some counter cleaner or whatever it may be, and then you just throw the empty bottle away, and you're like, that just seems like it's bad for the environment. Well, if that has been a concern for you, this is in New York City. What? You just call me a hippie because
No, recycle it. Can you not recycle it?
I just recycle it. I put it in my recycling bin. I call it a day.
Well, this is something different where instead of just tossing
it around and you start weeping for the earth.
Damn it, I have kids. Yes.
Okay, sure.
Okay, you haven't noticed the fires and the hurricanes and the right. That's good. But yeah, no. So
I throw it in the blue bin, man. I do my part.
Yeah. Same.
There's now something in New York City where they have these they almost look like food trucks. Like they're mobile trucks set up, and you can go and you can refill your cleaning products. So if you don't want to throw away, the single use plastics, they actually are a big deal for some people, and it also helps to save a bunch of money too, which is the other thing, right? So. It's much cheaper to go refill a bottle of something than go buy a new bottle because a lot of the money is in the packaging and the shipping and all that stuff. And so you can go to these refill stations and refill your Windex or your bleach or your counter cleaners or whatever.
Is it Windex or is it like blue cleaner?
Yeah, is it like bootleg ass Windex?
Yeah, I couldn't think of another name. Blue stuff that will clean your windows but also leave smudges.
Folex.
Folex, there you go.
Not a big surprise. We've been hearing a lot of these stories, but home prices soar again in July, and the marking the fastest growth rate in 2 years. Wow. So home prices nationwide soared in July at their fastest annual growth rate in a couple of years. The 1-2 punch of strong purchase demand bolstered by the falling mortgage rates, which dipped below 3% for the first time in July, and further construction of for sale inventory has driven upward pressure on home price appreciation, which is pretty nuts considering everything going on in the world right now.
Yeah, but one of the big key driving factors in this is the fact that people are looking for isolated inventory. They want places where they can go and not have people on top of them. Like normally you wouldn't think that, more rural land would be going up or more these more rural houses, and they are. At mm-hmm. quite a high rate because people want to spend time alone right now, and I can't blame them. Except for I would need high-speed internet.
I was going to say, Mahoney, you could not live the rural
Oh, no. I mean, no. Like,
can you imagine Mahoney
on the prairie life?
Living on and having to care for a farm? Get out of here.
No, he'd eat all the animals first. He would raise them to be slaughtered, and he would have the best farm ever. Actually, this sounds pretty nice. Your bacon would be fresh.
No, but I'm not trying. I can't kill like a pig that I raised.
You would hire somebody. It's efficiency.
No, yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't do it. It would keep just, a local just have, economy like, moving. A bunch of pigs around the house.
You
until you get a little bit hungry, and then you're like off of his head. And finally, it's all downhill from here, kid. A 10-year-old boy who is using a metal detector that he got for his birthday for the very first time unearthed a centuries-old sword. How cool is this? So this is a 10-year-old kid from Northern Ireland. He got a metal detector for his 10th birthday in July. He was obviously excited to try it out. And he sure enough tried it out and found the remains of a 300-year-old sword buried on the banks of the River Blackwater near his family home. So him and his dad and his cousin, he said he made the discovery. And the trio had no idea what the mud-covered object was when they first dug it up. They brought it home, cleaned it up, and discovered it was a centuries-old sword.
Well, I mean, Irish sword. No idea what it was. It's like if you send a sword through the mail or it's like wrapped under the Christmas tree or whatever, you're like, I got a pretty good idea of what that is.
Man, it had been there for 300 years. I mean,
it's so cool.
Yeah, it's a sword that belonged to an English officer somewhere in the range of 1720 to 1780. And so for the moment, the fate of the sword remains up in the air, but where it ultimately ends up will be determined by the authorities at the UK's Treasure Act of 1996, which sounds like a whole bunch of garbage to me. Like, I found a 330-year-old sword in the mud, and you're going to tell me what I can and can't do with it?
Finders keepers.
I will fight you with this sword.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Guess I should have let my wife know that I was going to yell at the top of my lungs in the garage. Get the out of her.
Message deleted.
Okay, I don't know why you yelled at the top of your lungs in the garage, but yeah, if you scream at the top of your lungs in the garage, a car better have fallen on you.
Spider. What about a spider?
A spider. Okay.
A python?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, yep. Yeah, a python.
Oh. Or like your finger. Like I would have thought that your finger got cut off.
No. So here's not. That's not why he screamed. We know why he went into his garage. He was just frustrated. That was the kind of the, you know, just going in there and then rah. You know, you do it like the rest of us do. Just shove your head into a pillow and scream so nobody hears.
What? You shove your head into a pillow and scream?
No, I mean, other people do that.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. Not me.
And like a teenage, like coming of age.
Like my 4-year-old might do that. I mean, but do you do that?
No, I don't.
Mahoney?
Huh? What?
Answer the question.
Oh, please leave a message after the tone.
Ian, do you ever get annoyed with the blooper reel? Do they mess up too much? Do you ever think there'll be a week without one?
Message deleted.
Tread lightly.
Shut up. What are you doing calling our show? Talking know this trash.
Show? Like, do you even know this show, dude? Like, why are you even asking that question? Like, I got 3 bloopers already from today.
Oh, man.
Of course he's disappointed in us. Of course he hates us. Of course he wants a different job. I mean, why do you even have to bring it up?
Jeez, man. Yes, the answer is yes to everything, except the fact that there might not be a blooper reel. No, there's always going to be a blooper reel, no matter what. Even when the show's not going on, I'm just going to follow around David Mahoney, just write down all their mistakes and come up with some remix at the end with a sick beat.
First one, they were born.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
When you get locked in a house with somebody, you find out pretty quick whether you really like them or not. And, you know, there's plenty of people out there who have been married for a long time, and they actually do a pretty good job. You guys have any friends like this that do a pretty good job of just avoiding their significant other? They always traveling out of town for this, or they've got, you know, some event going on, and, like, they can coexist with their significant other. But you can tell they don't really like them.
Yeah, they work like 15 jobs. They, you know, they're always, you know, something to do with work is always going on. And they just don't have time for, you know, to take the kids to their baseball game or, you know, they don't have time to do whatever. You know, it's just people who are looking for reasons to get out of the house.
That makes me sad.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it's, you know, sometimes people are staying together for the kids and something else. But in this case, they say
the little bitch who's afraid of divorce.
Ooh, that could be it, too. Divorce rates in the U.S. have soared 34% during COVID. Isn't that something? So 34%. And it took just under 3 weeks during quarantine for a lot of the relationships to crumble, according to a survey. The outbreak of the coronavirus and the lockdowns started in March, forced couples to manage a plethora of new challenges. And a lot of it, you know, they joke about how life comes at you fast. But I mean, you think about all of a sudden, let's say that you and your significant other were kind of on the rocks, and then all of a sudden you're locked in the house together. There's nowhere to go. Maybe one or both of you lost your jobs. Unemployment rates are all over the place. You have to worry about sickness. You're, you know, especially older people. Like, there's just a lot of things all at once that could have come in hot on you.
Dave, how many times have we seen somebody that we know lose their job and their significant other leave them?
Oh, wow. Like, all the time. All the time.
Kick them while they're down like that? That's pure evil.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's you know, it's just part of the it's part of the game, man. It's like they're just sticking with them because they can provide for them financially in some way, shape, or form. Either the dude doesn't want to work or she doesn't want to work, and then when the meal ticket comes up, it's time for them to move on. I think this is a trial by fire. I think COVID was a trial by fire for a lot of relationships, and I think that's a good thing. You know, I think if there are people getting out of relationships that are bad, then good. You know, you got one life to live. Don't you don't feel like you have to be somewhere if it's making you miserable.
Isn't it kind of interesting? It only took 3 weeks, though, for a lot of these people just to be like, all right.
I feel like time to put her down. I also think that we're going to see kind of an inverse reaction too. Obviously, we can't see that right away, but I think later on. Down the road, I think COVID is going to strengthen a lot of relationships. Like the ones that make it through this, you know, I mean, especially if you both lost your job or if, you know, and we're all dealing with everything was going on for the first couple of months and the fallout that continues today. I feel like that's going to strengthen a lot of relationships and we're going to see people last quite a bit longer
because they literally their relationships have been tempered.
Well, yeah, I mean, feel like my wife and I's relationship has gotten stronger because of
you had a third.
No, well, that, I mean, and you guys were able to spend time together.
She's got,
like,
she's got a team to track you down, man.
So if you're worried that you'd have to have that awkward conversation about telling somebody that you have found their leg in a river in California, you're not alone. So a diver who took a plunge in California's American River said he encountered a rather unusual item underwater, someone's prosthetic leg, and he was able to return it to the owner, whose name is Carl Bly.
Come on, Carl.
You know, Carl Bly was the diver that found it. So he actually runs the American River Lost and Found Facebook page. He said he regularly finds things like phones and other devices at the bottom of the water. But he posted the leg on the Facebook page and said he soon received a message from the leg's owner, a man named Scott. He came right down to pick it up. No word on whether he hopped down. He said he was very, very thankful. He just went on about how he needed it to get back to work. There's so much missing from this story. How long had he been missing it? Did he know that it fell into the river? How did it fall off into the river? Again, lots of questions here.
I mean, there's a lot of people who go like river rafting or they're floating down the river and then you lose stuff. I mean, GoPros, you hear about these river divers who go to dive
around. That's a little different.
Not a leg.
That's a little different.
Well, you don't take, I wouldn't imagine if you're river rafting, you take off your leg to go river rafting. I think you leave it on.
If it's prone to fall off, I think that you'd take it off, wouldn't you?
Maybe you're doing some things that you probably weren't used to in river rafting. Those white rapids, man.
No, I'm leaving my phone and my leg back in the car.
Yeah, yeah. Do you hide your leg like on the wheel or something like that? Where you put your keys?
Yeah, it's easier.
And finally, if you're not one of those people that have had to worry about things like money during the pandemic, good news for you. They've just rolled out a brand new 2021 Rolls-Royce Ghost. It's got a V12 engine in it. And it is it's very, very fast. They're saying that it's got a starting price tag of $332,500.
And
that's before you start to personalize it and customize it. So they said that it's already met many customers with the ordering before you can even get it. So it looks like it's going to be a hot item. But the first deliveries are expected to take place early next year. But if you want a car with a 6.75 liter twin turbocharged V12 that produces 563 horsepower and 627 pound feet of torque. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. V12?
Yep.
Wow.
Woo, give me that thing. It'll never reach above 60, baby. Woo-woo.
So if you wanted to get to 60, even though this car weighs 5,628 pounds, it can get up to 60 miles an hour in just 4.6 seconds.
What a nightmare.
A nightmare?
Yeah, that's nightmare fuel.
Oh, God.
No, that thing's got some, man, that's got some get up and go. But, I mean, the thing is, if you have a Rolls Royce, right, you spend that much money on a Rolls Royce, you're not supposed to drive it yourself.
You can't be driving it yourself. No.
Yeah, you can't be driving your own, you can't be driving your own Rolls Royce. You gotta be hanging out in the back of those executive seats.
I mean, bonus points if you can get Morgan Freeman to drive you around and refer to you as Miss Daisy. But the idea of driving your own Rolls Royce, I'm with you, Mahoney. I mean, if you're going to drop, $332,000 on a car, you best have a chauffeur wearing white gloves at all times.
You gotta have the hat too, man.
Yeah,
say you don't have to have the gloves. Gotta have the hat.
No gloves. I mean, what if that peasant that's driving for me leaves fingerprints on my beautiful shiny car?
Then you buy a new car because you're that rich, Dave.
Talk about nightmare fuel.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So this game is a little tricky because the things that are said by somebody who is absolutely hammered and a little kid are very similar. And so you guys trying to trick one another to see if you're able to throw each other off the scent of what the correct answer is here. Mahoney and Audrey, you're going to have a chance to do exactly that. And then Ian and I will handle the last three. But whoever gets more out of these five is going to be our winner today. Mahoney, you are going to take it away with clip number one. Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Number one. Your fault is more to running is there. I just fell off it. I have knees. That's a dirge. I hooked after you.
Audrey, is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I think that's a toddler finding that they have knees for the first time.
That unfortunately is not. That is a very, very drunk person.
Dang,
here we go.
Get faked out.
Your fault was no whoever is there. I just fell off it. I have knees. That's it there. Jade, I looked after you.
Oh, I love that.
The tricky accents, yes. All right, so no good for you on that one, Audrey. No worries. We have plenty more to go, and it's your job now to try to trick Mahoney. Here we go to number two.
Darlene, 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 is Donna aka my man? Darlene, darlene, darlene.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
I would normally think that was a drunk person singing some who got the words to some to a Dolly Parton song wrong, but I think this is going to be a child, so I'm going to go toddler.
Wow, yeah, that is
a
toddler.
Very nice, Mahoney.
What,
darling, darling, darling? Please don't take my bag, darling. Darlene, darlene.
Mahoney is on the board with a point. Jam. Well done.
Who sung it better, Audrey or that toddler?
The toddler.
The toddler. Yeah, the toddler for sure. Yeah. All right. So ring in when you think you know the answer by saying your name. Here we go on to number three. How Priest of Pizza. Somebody, a Priest of Pizza. A Nia. Oh, no. Priest of Pizza, man. A Priest of Pizza. I can't Priest of Pizza Pizza. Yeah.
Audrey.
Yes, Audrey.
That's a drunk person.
That is a drunk person. Yes, well done.
Yes, very good.
Here we go.
I can't piece of pizza.
We've all been there.
Yes, we've all been there.
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
He just wanted to preach a preacher so bad.
Or is that a preacher pizza? Is he following a new
a preacher pizza?
Instead of
and give me your pepperonis.
Instead of a Messiah, it's a Mapaya.
Oh, good.
Pizza dinner.
All right. So one for Audrey, one for Mahoney. Here we go on to number four, Ian.
Clip number four.
Yeah, what's up? There go Mario Lipinski. Hey.
Mahoney.
Jazzy loves that.
Yes, Mahoney.
I thought he was done. And I also thought he was going to say Mario Lopez. That's a toddler. That's a toddler.
That is not. That is a very drunk person.
Very, very drunk person.
Mahoney's just got guessing the opposite of whatever he actually thinks it is, because clearly drunk. Here we go.
Yeah. What's up? Here goes Mario Valenci. Hey. Hey. Jazzy, you love that.
Jazzy loves that. All right. So still one apiece. It all comes down to this fifth and final one. A D, ha, a whoa, yeah, I did nay, hi and none, a mommy, hi baby, nana and daddy, me and Jay.
Audrey.
Mahoney.
Audrey for the win.
That is a toddler.
It is. Yes. Yes. No, that's really good.
And whoa, yeah, and nay, hi and nana, mama. Hi, baby, nana, dada, me, and
yay. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So, generosity could make you live longer. Bad news for you, Mahoney. New research shows that giving money or resources giving money or resources to your children or aging parents is likely to increase their lifespan, but it also is good for you. So they found that the idea of being generous, not just with your wealth, but also with your time and your energy, is actually very, very good for you and helps you to live longer. Isn't that nice?
Oh, I can't do time or energy, but I could do money.
Do you age out of parents giving things to their children? Does that stop like once you reach 30, or can this go on for forever? Because I'm still paying for my phone bill, so I'm just wondering how that generosity is going to last in my future.
Do you feel like he's just paying for your phone bill so that way he can live longer? Have you ever thought about that? That makes sense. That checks out. Yep.
Oh, God.
So the kinky judge in Kentucky has been removed from the bench. We have been talking about this family court judge. Her name is Dawn Gentry for a long time. Guilty of 10 of the 12 misconduct charges against her. But the list of things that she has done over the years is really something. So if you're just catching up on old Dawn Gentry, the Kentucky Judicial Conduct Commission found that she is no longer fit to serve, and they have removed her from the bench. She took the stand to defend herself against a dozen charges, including having adult relations with coworkers in her office during work hours and making unwanted advances towards coworkers. According to court records, she also was accused of forcing a coworker to quit in order to make room for another one with whom they believe that she was in a sexual relationship with. Other charges accuse the judge of forcing people to donate to her campaign and retaliation to the people that refused to donate, as well as to attorneys that she wanted to hook up with that refused her advances.
She's a sex addict. There's no way.
She's like a real scumbag. And one of the people that she was
her former church pastor,
who played the bass.
Oh yeah, yeah. So she had
the bassist.
I think he was the bassist in the church band, but he was the church pastor.
Man, that's like not like a real. That's like some hippie ass church was like where the pastor's also the bassist.
Yeah. Well, she.
You're like, let's just walk on down the line with Jesus while I play this badass bass tune.
For what it's worth, she did deny the.
They start slapping the bass.
She's like, oh yeah, that's how
slapping
I like.
This ace and the bass.
Ace of bass. But yeah, so she denied that relationship with the church pastor. But let's not kid ourselves. If you are a judge and you are banging people in your judge's chambers during work hours, you do not give a single damn.
Nope.
Yeah, they need to throw the book at her. I mean, like when you were in positions of power and you were making literal life and death decisions for some people, you do not need to be like, man, do what you want on the off hours, but you can't be doing that while court is in session.
And finally, another dirtbag in Chandler, Arizona this time. This guy gets arrested after faking a terminal illness to allegedly commit fraud while on pretrial release for the exact same crime, pretty much. According to the Scottsdale police, officials conducted a 7-month-long investigation into fraud. This 49-year-old, whose name is Christopher Wade Nelson, he was arrested late last month on multiple felony charges, including fraud, aggravated identity theft, forgery, witness tampering. Police say that he was actually out on pretrial release pending charges from a 2016 case involving defrauding old high school friends over alleged pancreatic cancer treatment. So he gets on the internet, tells all of his old high school friends that he only has a couple of months to live. In that case, he reportedly received $30,000 in donations from fellow alumni over a 5-day period and sent emails saying that he had died by suicide.
What a piece of garbage.
Yeah, so he sent an email as if he was somebody else saying, hey, thanks for the $30,000, but unfortunately, Christopher has died. So officials learned that more recently, he had fraudulently claimed to have ALS in order to obtain items like a motorized wheelchair, walkers, and other goods and services. Police said that he used Instagram to ask the owner of a vehicle shop to repair his 1951 Chevy for free so he could take it, quote, for one last ride amid his terminal ALS. Police say he also used social media to get a physical therapist and real ALS patients to conduct a $9,000 fundraiser to get him a speech device that he doesn't need. Through surveillance, the police determined that he is healthy, mobile, and utilizes verbal communication skills clearly and easily. He was also reportedly seen washing and driving a car, doing yard work, heavy lifting, and dancing.
Is this an extreme version of Munchausen syndrome?
No, this is just a horrible, horrible person.
Really bad guy.
Looking to grift anyone and everyone in the worst possible ways by preying upon their good side. Man, like, if you are out there doing this, you don't, like, I wish they would just ratchet up the penalties for stuff like this to the moon. Because it really does hurt our society. Because I'll admit that, like, when somebody sends a GoFundMe to me, I'm like, I have to research this and not, like, I'm going to wait and find out if or not this is true. Because people like this exist. And I'm skeptical. And I hate that I'm skeptical because of people like this.
But it's fair, Mahoney. I mean, seriously, yeah, but it's scammers out there. I know.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks that you have to sit there and be skeptical about things. But unfortunately, that's just the world that we live in because of dirtbags like 49-year-old Christopher Wade Nelson. Also, why is it that people like him continue to live and then the Chadwick Bosemans of the world have to die? You know?
Like, yeah.
Why is that, man?
That's how you know life is not fair.
You're
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What's something that you eat or drink and a lot of people think it's nasty? Heidi on Facebook said fried bologna sandwiches. That doesn't sound too bad, right?
10 out of 10. I love them.
That is good comfort food right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about this one? Jenny said sardines on a cracker with salt. My kids say I am nasty and gross every time they see me grab a can or bring one home.
Yeah, barf.
I've never eaten a sardine in my life. I don't think I would. You know, maybe it's delicious, but yeah, that's not for me.
See, Mahoney, you're abstaining from eating lettuce has probably helped you to avoid the surprise sardine, because there's not a lot of places where a sardine is just going to be, except for in some Caesar salads. I don't know if you guys have ever encountered that, Audrey or Ian, but yeah, the surprise sardine, not pleasant. Nobody likes a surprise fish.
No. Ever.
Huh. This is
especially a smelly one. They're always so stinky.
This one got texted over to us. Nacho cheese Doritos dipped in cold SpaghettiOs with meatballs.
Mm. Oh, actually, that doesn't sound terrible.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Huh. Well, I mean, because cold SpaghettiOs, though, is the one thing where it kind of throws me. I mean, I get it that you kind of want it like a dip.
Yeah.
You know, like a colder dip. But I don't know. I think I would still probably rather go. I mean, in you got the red sauce. The tomato sauce in there is going to be a little bit more viscous. It's going to be thicker. So, yeah, I can see that, but I still think I'd warm it up because I don't trust it.
This one also texted over. On rare occasion, I'll get some Vienna sausages in that little can, and after I finish eating the sausages, I'll drink that delicious meat water.
Oh, no. Not the meat water. Not the meat water.
Block that person.
Yeah.
Block them.
Oh, no.
What is something that you eat or drink that some people think is nasty? This one texted over to us, and I've never even heard of such a thing. Chili with cinnamon rolls.
What?
Okay, so it's because there's cinnamon chili out there. Especially like Cincinnati style chili is cinnamon based, and some people put even chocolate sometimes in their chili. So I can kind of see that, but no.
No, but I mean, if you go with the salty and savory chili that you pair with like something that's like really sweet and gooey, like a cinnamon roll, I could see those two playing off each other fairly well.
But like not dumped on top of it, right?
I think you could almost do that. I think it would kind of work. It's sort of like when you have cornbread, right? Like cornbread many times is sweet, you know, and that works with chili really well. So I'd never thought of it, but I think that works. Kyle said, it might be weird, but I have an egg white sandwich with mayonnaise every morning. I don't think that's not weird. Nah, that's fine. Weird. You put a couple of pickle slices on there.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, that just made it bad.
That's gross.
Yeah. No.
Pickles? Take it back.
What about some banana peppers? Oh.
Alex said, Dave, I love nice, stinky blue cheese. You, sir, are a monster. You're disgusting.
Yes. All the crumbles, the thicker the better, especially on wings. On flats.
Flats are the worst of the wings. Thank you very much.
They are the BS wings. No, first no. and foremost, drum. No, if you no, if no. you're if you're not no. part of the drum gang, we can't be friends. Also, I'm going to say this, which I know this is not a popular opinion, but it is my opinion. Rubs way better than sauces when it comes to wings.
Absolutely, there's no question. No, because then if you take them home, they always get all soggy slop. Put all the sauces
like
on the side.
Messy, your fingers.
I like them messy.
Yeah. I like the crisp. I want the crisp. And then I'll just dib and dab as I go.
Have you guys ever had a friend or a significant other that will eat a whole bunch of wings that have the sauce all over it, but they'll refuse to wipe their hands even once while they're eating them? They wait until they're done.
Ew.
Because I've had a couple of friends like that over the years. They'll be covered in sauce. I'm like, hey, man. Like, they're like, I'm not done yet. Why would I wipe my hands? It's just such a waste. I'm like, you look terrible.
You're a toddler. You're a giant.
You look like a 3-year-old. You're a huge 3-year-old right now.
I've never done that with, or never had a significant other do that with wings, but I've had a good friend when we go to like a hot crab or a hot, you know, like a hot seafood. Yeah, like if you go to a hot seafood southern style place and not like refuse to ever like use any of the paper towels that are on the are on the table while we're eating, and it's just the nasty, like you're just pulling the shrimp out or pulling the crawdads out, and I'm just like, man, this is I can't do this. This is too much.
So Juan said, I still love Four Loko, even though some people think it's nasty. I still love it. Ever since they got rid of the caffeine in the Four Loko, it's just not
for
the same.
Well, I think they did the world a favor by getting rid of the caffeine inside the Four Loko.
It's less of a party.
It is.
Dave, our friend Logs didn't text us, and this is a weird one. I've never heard this before, but sounds kind of interesting. He says he likes vanilla ice cream with Tabasco sauce.
Interesting.
I mean, I know some people do like more of that savory with vanilla because, I mean, it's such a, I don't want to say bland because vanilla is a flavor, but I mean, some people put bacon in their vanilla ice cream now. So, I mean, I guess maybe like that mixture of savory sweet, how we were talking about with the chili and the cinnamon bun.
Is Tabasco savory? I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting juxtaposition.
Yeah, it's hot and cold at the same time.
How you're defending vanilla, even though we consider, you know, like when you wanted to describe your like most boring friend, you describe them as vanilla.
You're like, it's not a flavor, but it is, you know.
It's kind of a flavor.
Kind of. And you guys ready for this one?
Missionary of flavors.
Lucia said, I eat the shrimp tails.
Oh! No! 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 No!
Brett said red vines dipped into nacho cheese.
Oh, yes.
Accidentally dropped one in one day, and it was surprisingly very good.
Oh, yeah. Dude, anything covered in nacho cheese, I am pretty sure nacho cheese makes almost anything better. You'd be hard pressed to find something that you can't put nacho cheese on and make it better.
Huh.
Can you think of anything?
Well,
cucumber.
Nacho cheese on a cucumber would be way better than a straight cucumber.
Okay.
Way better
than a strawberry. Oh, yeah, I don't know. Strawberries and cheese, but I don't know about nacho cheese.
A box of Nerds, the candy.
Cheese on Nerds. I'm all in. Like, I'm like,
nacho
we had
cheese
a boss
on who, gravy and sauerkraut.
Well, I mean, it would make sauerkraut better, sauerkraut, but sauerkraut's
so
nasty.
Sauerkraut's so gross.
Nacho cheese literally makes everything better.
Nacho cheese,
salt,
on,
pepper,
on
a, and nacho cheese as the three condiments. That's all we need on a table. And every,
on a
and,
piece
and the world would
of
be a better place.
Salmon that is cooked raw.
But so a salmon cooked raw would be garbage, but if you add a nacho cheese to it, it would be better.
No, you
like,
can't dip
trying
like,
to think of nasty
can't dip
stuff.
Sushi. No, you can't dip sushi in the nacho cheese and make it.
I would eat a California roll covered in nacho cheese all day long.
A piece of chocolate.
Michael on Facebook said Coke and orange juice mixed together.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
That's
risky.
You need to be put in jail. No,
I have
disgusting.
Coke and orange juice in my fridge right now.
We'll go give her a little try.
Well, once we're on a break, I will bust it open. I mean, it is expired orange juice, so I don't know.
It might
expired
make it better.
Orange juice? What?
Throw it away. Well, I got it at like I got
is
it at a
fermented.
Fast food thing.
Do you get drunk off of it?
Yeah,
it's just jail hooch.
It's like the cheap version of wine.
Alberto said, I like to eat cheese flavored cup of noodles and I'll add sardines and Louisiana hot sauce. It clears the room every single time.
Yeah, because your farts are probably disgusting.
That's rancid.
Jeez, Louise, cheese. That cheese cup of noodles exists?
I've never had a cheese cup of noodles, but I'm intrigued.
Is that just macaroni?
Kind of. Maybe.
Bridget said pickle juice. Now, pickle juice is delicious.
No. I'll drink it.
Straight out of the jar.
But
yeah.
Your fingers are going to be so fat the next day. You are basically just free basin salt.
Yeah, pretty much.
My toes and heels the next day literally look like they're about to get chopped off.
Jennifer said, my husband loves cold spaghetti with mayonnaise wrapped in a cold tortilla.
Oh my
He's
God.
Luckily that he is a handsome son of a bitch because he lost me at cold tortilla.
How do you even get to that point thing. In your That's life?
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, who did this to you?
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Anyone else here going absolutely crazy during all of this?
Message deleted.
Yes.
Are you talking about this quarantine, all the lockdown stuff that's been going on for like 6 months? I feel like everyone on this show went through their own kind of little renaissance of craziness, and I don't know, I feel like we've all kind of balanced out, but Audrey, you're itching to get back in studio, but we're planning on doing that next week, so everything's fine.
I feel like I handled this better than anybody else on the show, though.
You did. You
of course you think that, you narcissist.
This is your element, dude.
But this is also exactly designed for you. Like if this was the opposite, where we all had to constantly be out of our houses and I don't know, working or jogging, like you would just would have given up on life.
Yeah, I would have just laid down somewhere. With a lot of traffic.
I looked to you to see how I was supposed to be handling situations of indoor activities fairly often. Like I was like, you know what? What would Mahoney do? And then
you
just
should always
sat.
Ask yourself that. What would Mahoney do? W-W-N-D. And the answer is smoke a cigar and take a nap, and then play some Call of Duty. And drink.
I did play video games.
Speaking of which, we have Lazy Bones Mahones coming up a little bit later in the show today. If you want a showcase of Mahoney's laziness, so looking forward to that.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Treat yourself right.
The most memorable time I got towed was when I went out to a friend's to play D&D. I heard this horrible, and I had to put the donut on, and the donut pops. So I had to call the tow truck. I was in the middle trying not to touch the driver.
Message deleted.
Oh, honey.
So is you and your friend in the tow truck cab, and you were that's a very distinct picture of you like leaning towards your friend trying not to touch the tow truck driver because it's awkward, and yet somehow your leg hairs touch each other. You know what I'm talking about?
Like
you're both wearing shorts, and when you're on an air, when you're,
yeah, and you
and
you
it's
just
like
feel,
the hairs are like two hands coming together and it's
intertwining,
just
and they just you can tell that you're meant to be together, but you're not ready to admit it just yet.
I hate this.
And it gets tangled, and then he can't leave the tow truck.
Yeah, and that's how you fall in love. So Audrey, it's not just the every time I'm in the cab of a tow truck with another grown man. The thing that drives me crazy, because it's more common, is the airplane. You know what I'm talking about, when there's like a fight over the armrest in between the two seats. And have you ever had the person sitting next to you that is incredibly hairy, where like the hair extends into what is clearly your space because.
Guys are bonkers.
Yeah,
how did that happen to me on my most recent flight?
Really?
A chick just like continued to touch me from like elbowing me the entire time. Like,
she could use the armrest?
Yes. Huh.
So she could use the armrest?
Yes.
What seat was she in?
She's in the middle.
Well, then she gets the armrest.
She gets both armrests.
Both?
She gets both armrests.
Both. Yeah. If you're in the middle, you get both armrests. You get either the aisle. If you're on the aisle, you got the leg room and the aisle one.
You got a lane.
Unobstructed.
Why do I have
unobstructed access to the bathroom? Or if you're on the window, you can lean up against the window. The person in the middle gets both armrests.
Yeah, man. That's just standard etiquette.
That's whack.
Yeah, Mahoney takes it too far, though. Last time I was on a flight with Mahoney, he was in the middle. He had both arms on the armrest, but then he, at one point, put his leg over my leg. Too. So I don't think the middle seat has that much privilege, Mahoney. I think you overstepped it a little bit.
Huh, literally overstepped.
You're very comfortable. You're very comfortable to sit on, Ian. You're like my own personal chaise lounge.
Yeah, like a bony body pillow is what Ian is.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Skinny guys are having a bit of a renaissance, right? That Machine Gun Kelly guy's doing pretty well for himself right now. Two words. Megan Fox.
Message deleted.
Are you calling skinny. Us from Atlantis under the water? I mean, like, what's the matter with your phone?
He was saying that skinny guys are having a renaissance right now. Well, Ian, as the resident skinny guy on the show, what do you think? Do you think that skinny guys are having a renaissance? Do you feel like this is your time to shine?
I think the Europeans have always really shown the spotlight on skinny people, but I think now it has moved over to the States. You can see it even in like suit fashion now. Machine Gun Kelly is doing quite well for himself. Obviously, you know, Megan Fox, she's quite the catch, but I think this is going to fizzle out because I think this is just a blip in time. I think we're going to go back to dad bods.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know. Well, I guess everything has like a wave. If you think like once upon a time, like the larger you were, the wealthier that you were. It was kind of like a social status.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Then we had the dad bods.
The more pale and fat that you were, that meant that you were wealthy because you didn't have to work outside.
But. I am like whatever's above an emperor over here, my fat ass.
Mahoney is the czar of Egypt with his physique. You'd have been a golden god.
Not enough people to carry me around on a platform.
A platter.
Mrs. Crash, dad bods with a little heart next to it. You know what ruined dad bods is when they started saying like Vin Diesel had a dad bod because he put on like an extra 11 pounds or something.
Yeah,
and you're like, it's not like a dad bod if there's a six pack over the fat. If the six pack is under the fat, then it's a dad bod. Come on.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So the cases continue to trend down here in Nevada. So 405 new cases yesterday, 8 additional deaths. That is a big decrease from where the cases were, you know, around the 1500 mark, and also the deaths, you know, 30, even 40 on some days, and 8 is still obviously too many, but it's good to see those trending down. The hospitalizations are going down, the number of people that are on ventilators and in the ICU, it's all moving in the right direction, and I'd love to be able to report this day after day, because there have been a lot of dark days where we have not been able to say anything positive about the way that COVID is trending, but certainly the thing that's a concern is the positivity rate, you know, the number of people that are still testing positive that are getting tested. So we'd like to see that go down. But overall, all of the rest of the numbers are moving in the right direction.
Did you guys get that weird text yesterday?
Yes.
About getting tested?
Did you see everyone melting down
weird,
there?
Right?
I mean,
it kind of felt like a scam to me, even though, I mean, who knows? Because it's go to this website and find out if you need to be tested. I'm like,
I thought it was like an Amber Alert.
Well, I mean, that's what it came through, right? It came through the emergency alert warning system, and it was a public safety alert, and there was just, I don't know, there's so many people on social media like, this is such an abuse of this system, and how could you
absolutely
send this
not
out? I'm like, relax.
I mean, whatever,
it's an alert on your phone. It's like the same thing that happens 7 times when you order food.
Stupid political text that I get, hey, this is Sarah from so-and-so campaign. Shut the hell up, Sarah.
Do you die in a fire? Do you clap back at
like,
those
don't
people?
That's like when the meanest I get is when I get these unsolicited political calls from any party.
You do text back? I'm getting texted.
Oh, yeah. I send horrible things back.
I was thinking about responding yesterday because I wanted to send some horrible stuff back, but I was curious. Do they respond back whenever you send horrible things?
Yeah, sometimes.
Do they? Really?
Really?
Okay, that makes it a lot more fun. Okay.
Well, it's not them. It's like whoever they're like posse is, right? Like surely they're not just like waiting by the phone like wondering like if you're going to be voting for them next like via text.
No, it's not, right? It's not the actual politician, it's like somebody from their headquarters.
What if it was Sarah's just waiting?
Good.
Oh no.
Read that.
So
that's how I feel about you when you send me unsolicited texts.
A Las Vegas attorney has been charged with writing $400,000 in bad checks.
What?
Yeah, I mean, again, we've had a couple of these stories recently. Like, who writes checks to begin with? But sure enough, this guy wrote $400,000, and that's what he's accused of. His name is Brian Christopher Paget. He's 47, and he's accused of drawing and passing a check without sufficient funds with the intent to defraud. The Clark County prosecutor said in the justice court that he was arrested by police in his vehicle in a McDonald's parking lot in the middle of the night. The criminal complaint says that he wrote checks, one for $350,000 and one for $50,000, that, of course, bounced. The attorney said in the court hearing that the attorney for this guy, that the attorney has no criminal history and longstanding ties to the community and should be granted bail. Paget also identified as the chief executive officer of CW Nevada. All right. So, as in like the TV station? TV? I don't know.
No, that can't be. It can't be.
It's got to be something else. Yeah. Because the CW network is different than CW Nevada. So, okay. So, CW Nevada is a cannabis company that was struggling to pay the government workers and creditors. And so, CW Nevada filed for bankruptcy around the same time that this guy's out here stroking checks to the tune of $400,000. I'll just go on record and say this, though. If you are owed $350,000, by anyone, and they say, can I write you a check? And you go, sure. It's kind of partially on you, on right? Him. Like, how can you be surprised by that?
I wouldn't say that's the real red, you know, the flare being shot into the sky or the red flag. It's the maybe late at night in a McDonald's parking lot to collect this $350,000 check.
Right.
We can't stop at a Dottie's. We can't.
So Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, weighs in on the new Allegiant Stadium, says it is, quote, absolutely magnificent, which I would agree, man. I mean, I'm sure that you guys have seen all the pictures. There's been a whole bunch of reporters that have been allowed in there recently, and they've been posting pictures on social media. I mean, that is an awesome, awesome, awesome stadium that we'll never see. So,
that's so true.
I mean, it's a beautiful shining star in the desert with worth $750 million of public money.
Did you guys see the flyover, the Thunderbirds roaring over the stadium the other day? That was kind of cool.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I try not to look at it, Dave, because just like you said, it kind of pains me to know that I'll really probably never be able to step foot in there.
Sure we will.
Well, I mean, not this season, but I mean,
do not have thousands of dollars for a seat.
No, but I mean, like, there's going to be all sorts of events there. You know, you can buy tickets to an individual game.
I do not know important enough people to give me a ticket so that I can have a seat.
And she's finally, would like
baiting.
Hook me up at Vanilla Pinky Sugar Baby.
Hey, I'll take it in tickets. Let's go.
Yeah, right. On September 17th, Area 15 is going to open. Whatever this
it's not
is.
Open I mean, yet?
No,
it's a pot place, right?
That's
Planet 13 that you're
Planet 13 planning. Is different than Area 15. It's they're close to each other. They're both down there in that same area.
I could have sworn that was like a big giant pot store, right? It's not.
That's what I thought it was too. But they're moving forward their opening weekend. I don't know.
Why are we talking about the store if you don't know what it is?
Just going to have restaurants, art installations.
So here's what it is. Yeah, so they're going to offer live events, art installations, immersive experiences, shopping, bars, eateries, and more. So I mean, I know that it's all those things. I just don't know, like, is it like a mall?
No, it's got to be like a weed mall.
There's mirror rooms, a distillery. There's got to be pot in there somewhere.
Is this one of those Instagram fun houses where everybody just goes in and takes pictures?
That's what they're gonna make it.
Pass.
Need more of that.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
There's something about that magic of when you're out in public and you're single and looking, and all of a sudden you see that one, and they take your breath away. And sometimes, unfortunately, the other person doesn't feel the same way. In fact, they might not even have noticed you. But that's not going to stop you from letting them know how much that moment meant to you on Craigslist, which is what the misconnection inspection is all about.
Dave, this first one, take your shot. You know, you may have missed your soulmate. You know, shoot or shoot, man. And they score sometimes.
Yeah. This one is just entitled Coffee. And it says, this is to the beautiful woman I caught eyes with. We were both on prospective dates having coffee. You were with the gentleman who was slightly balding in the back. You had on a black top that showed your midriff a little bit. When we caught eyes, I could see that you had interest, but didn't want him to see. You also seemed more interesting than my date. Well, at least more attractive. I was wondering the whole time what it would be like if we switched dates. I was getting more of a friendship vibe from her, and I could see in your eyes that you have a lot of passion. If you happen to see this and remember me, please get in touch. I was the guy wearing the yellow shirt.
Passion in your eyes. Okay.
What a creep, man. Like, you're on a date with somebody else, and you're sitting here hawking down somebody else's date, and you got to throw out that he's balding a little bit in the back. Dude, you showed up on a first prospective date wearing a yellow shirt. I don't want to hear it from you.
Yeah, and unless you're Hulk Hogan and you're going to rip that shirt off, you should not be wearing yellow.
True.
On a date, no.
Although,
not early on.
Now that you mention this, it very well could have been Hulk Hogan, because I think he's single and ready to mingle. I think he's back in the market. So
Oh, you mean he's not dating that woman who looks just like his daughter anymore?
So creepy. So creepy.
Please get in touch, brother.
Brother.
Speaking of being out, seeing somebody, and keeping your cool, this is a good example. It's entitled Home Depot. You had on a black dress with saddles. What am I missing here? What are saddles?
I think that's a typo. I think they meant sandals.
Oh, sandals.
I hope she didn't have a saddle.
Did you ride a horse inside of Home Depot?
Like chaps?
You had on a black dress with sandals. I couldn't think of what to say, but you made me hyperventilate. Describe what you seen of me or what I picked up. I would love to sit down, have some coffee, and get to know each other. Man, no. Audrey,
I guess English,
correct
this first language.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but if a man sees you and he instantly starts to hyperventilate, do you take that as a compliment or perhaps as if this guy maybe isn't able to hold it together in other circumstances?
In just
looking at him, he starts hyperventilating. Like, what would happen if you touched him?
Doesn't seem like he'd last long. Also, literacy is big,
Well, English is a second language, this might not be his first language, but don't you kind of wish you could feel that way about anything at some point? Like, what's going to make you hyperventilate? Like, there's nothing that, like, I could be told or see that would make me, lose my breath now. I'm just dead. I wish I could feel that way again, so I'm kind of jealous.
Somebody could set $10 million in front of you and go, this is yours, and you'd be like,
cool.
Thank you.
That's awesome. I would hyperventilate. Wow. You guys would
hyperventilate? No.
Yes.
Come on, man.
I would weep and hyperventilate.
This one is entitled Nicole G. We talked about 10 years ago at this point. For some reason, I still think about you. I'm from Ohio. I would love to talk to you again. And that's it.
Here's the
short and
thing.
Sweet
Nicole
to the point.
G was actually Nicholas G.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
That was going on there. You were getting catfished, my friend.
This is entitled You Gave Me a Ride.
Uh-huh.
And it gets weirder. You smelled me from afar and asked for some green. You told me you were on your way to school. Thanks for the ride. Hope to see you soon. Email me.
I don't like
that. Was that man for woman, man for man? What was that?
Like dude for dude.
That was dude for dude. Very dude for dude. Dodgy.
All right. Mm-hmm.
But what a weird way to leave. You smelled me from afar.
you sniffed me out like Pepe Le Pew towards the weed?
Pepe Le Pew. That is a dated reference, but he just floats through the air because he's so attracted to it.
Yeah, they don't really have rapist skunks, on TV very often anymore. They kind of kill that.
Tone that down a little bit. This one is entitled Jimmy, .. It's Jen, .. I'm not at your aunt's anymore. I'm hoping to get a phone next week, but if you need to see me, just reply here and I'll message back. Your friend Doc met me someone half his age. Quick meet, retired, and moved to Florida with her. I kind of need your connections again, please.
This is a prostitute.
That doesn't sound too creepy. That just sounds like somebody's trying to buy some drugs.
Is that what it is?
Jen doesn't care about Jimmy.
Yeah, okay. She just wants.
Oh, I was thinking that she was wanting to get back into the ring.
She had a skeezy doctor friend that he hooked her up with, and then he met someone half his age, moved to Florida with her, and so now she needs some more drugs. God,
I miss my meth Bon Jovi song. You sons of bitches.
Go ahead.
What did it sound like?
No, it was already a moment. It was done. It's done.
No, okay.
It's done.
Mahoney, I know that you're a big fan of Costco. This could be for you. It's entitled Booksome, a Full-Figured Woman at Costco. I couldn't help but notice you there over the weekend. You carried yourself with a tremendous degree of self-confidence, and I was absolutely intoxicated by you. For the record, I like full-figured women, so if you'd like to say hello to this admirer, I'll be here and waiting.
Oh.
I mean, I feel like if you are both
well written.
I mean, if a love connection is going to happen, Costco could be the place. You both love good deals. You love buying in bulk.
Look out.
You're both just accidentally touching the samples at the same time and your hands graze across each other.
I don't think they're doing the samples afterwards. Right now,
they're about to.
They're back.
Samples are back at Costco.
They're about to be. If they're not already. They're coming back.
Yeah. Select Costco's. Depends where you are around the United States of America. But some Costco's have already brought them back. Very exciting. And finally,
the love connection.
You guys tell me if you find this one to be romantic because this is so beautiful, so pure. It's entitled Miss You, Birthday Late August, URM. I sort of miss you. The bottom half of you, anyway. The top half could use some work, LOL. This last year was fun and made me forget about him, exactly what you were supposed to do. Yet you are my friend, and I hate that you're in my mind.
I hate That's that. It.
Really?
Is this like yes, half a person?
The bottom half of you is dope. The top half of you, like, let's
could
work on that.
Could use some work is what they said.
Did you just basically call her a butterface? Like, what a rude person.
A dude?
No,
it was a dude. It was a dude getting used. Yeah, yeah, because he was helping him
so
get over.
So, but his face.
Yeah.
A brown bag.
But his face? But his... Yeah, what is a guy called that has a butterface?
Butterface. Right?
No, because it's butt her face.
That's not gender specific.
Sure it is. It's butt her face. Everything's good
but her
face. Yeah.
So butt
face.
His...
Bottom face?
Bottom face. Oh, it's a bottom face. Are you a bottom? I mean, for the right price.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So they are starting to recast a reboot of the movie Scream. I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's kind of time for this. It's been long enough now.
I feel like Scream is kind of
they just had a show
movie.
On MTV.
Did they?
It's like one of those movies like Willy Wonka that doesn't need to be rebooted.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's going to have Jack Quaid, who is the son of Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan, and he's been in a bunch of stuff, Hunger Games and everything else, but he is reportedly going to be attached to the project, but you guys not into it, huh?
No. I feel like Scream was done... Like right the first time, and well, they're going to bring
back some of the individuals who were in the original. So Courtney Cox is going to come back for her role as Gail Weathers, and of course David Arquette is going to return as Dewey Riley.
Dewey,
yeah.
Did they meet on set?
I believe
is that how they ended up getting married?
I think so. Yeah. Which is still one of the strangest, other than Tom Green and Drew Barrymore. I mean, the whole David Arquette and Courtney Cox thing.
Well,
just
that was
like
Courtney Cox is like, I mean, she couldn't have been a bigger star. I mean,
right.
Friends and Scream and everything else that was going on. Yeah, I mean, she was one of the biggest stars in the world at that point in time. But I like David Arquette. He's an interesting guy. You know, I mean, if you want to, he's doing
he's
like
still
a,
wrestling?
A weird, weird wrestling documentary right now, yeah. Which is pretty, looks pretty interesting.
I believe it's called You Can't Kill David Arquette is the name, which is hilarious.
Oh, they're not together anymore.
No, they haven't been there in a long time.
They got divorced.
2013? That's not that long ago.
7 years. Like,
Oh my gosh. It is 7 years ago.
Yeah.
That is. Yeah. 2000 was two. Yeah, the year 2000 was 20 years ago.
No, it wasn't.
That doesn't make it feel old. Even though it feels like that was 5 years ago.
Speaking of feeling old, Sarah Michelle Gellar just celebrated her wedding anniversary to Freddie Prinze Jr.
Was it 20 years?
Almost 18 years. They got married in 2002.
I mean, if you were talking about like the it, like up and coming couple, it was Freddie Prinze Jr. and Sarah Michelle Gellar. They were like, you know, those such big giant teen heartthrobs, both for, you know, all men and all women, you know, I mean, I think.
They also met on set. They met on the set of the 1997 horror film, I Know What You Did Last Summer, before getting romantically involved in real life. Yeah.
A bad Scream knockoff.
Pretty much, yeah. They actually have been together for 20 years, though, so they dated for a couple of years and then got married 18 years ago. What the hell is Freddie Prinze Jr.? Because he was a pretty big star there for a minute.
He did
just
a show
totally just
with Dana Carvey.
Off.
He did a show with Dana Carvey on the USA Network for a couple seasons. I don't know if it's still going on or not, but...
They both look great, by the way. Like, if you look up a picture of them...
She still looks real young. Freddie Prinze Jr., you know, because he's gone pretty strong gray. So Freddie Prinze doesn't look like, you know, I mean, the fresh-faced young man that he once
he's still
was.
Like dad hot. He's like dad hot.
He's not a dad-looking guy.
Yeah, he's like in the Punky Brewster reboot whenever they released that. And then I guess he was also in Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker as a voice cameo. Still doing stuff.
He's 44. He looks 60. Okay, by the way, I thought he was like 60 years old. No,
he's like just barely older than me and Dave.
And Mahoney's right. Like, he had those chops. Like, every prepubescent teenage boy, you're like, oh, man, look at those sideburns. back when sideburns were a cool thing.
Like girls would dig me if I didn't have sideburns.
Keep their hands off me if I just had sideburns.
I can't tell you anything that might be more of a deterrent on a man in 2020 than some sideburns.
Yeah, like there's
I would take a mustache over some sideburns.
The mustache has made a comeback, right? Like the hipster mustache is kind of
the
thing.
But the sideburns
have not, and I don't know if they ever will. Well, of course they will, because I mean, you know, tie dyes back and neon everything, just like, you know, you thought in the 90s, no way
haircut.
That stuff's coming back. You know, the 80s totally burned that out. It'll all come back, but I'm not looking forward to it. And speaking of feeling kind of old here, the Candace Cameron from Full House and Fuller House, she just reported that her son, who is now 20, got engaged to his girlfriend. She's 44 years old. She's 44. Her son is 20 and is now getting married. So Candace Cameron from Full House is maybe in the not too distant future going to be a grandma.
Oh, no, no. Also, 20. No. Let's think about that. Like, mom, you didn't say, hey, mom.
Pump the
brakes.
She
got married at a young. She got married, married at a young age.
She had
Pavel Bure. Or no, she's married to Valerie Bure, Pavel's less successful brother.
No.
Yeah, but she obviously had her kid at 24 years old. If she's 44 and they're now 20, right? So so she was pregnant by, you know, probably 23, late 23 at some point. Had the kid at 24 years old.
I'm not gonna lie. I didn't watch Fuller House. Just not my thing. But I do enjoy around Christmas time when she always hosts something. Because no matter what, you know, it's not like the holiday season until Candace Cameron is on the Hallmark Network hosting something.
That's true. Did I ever tell you, Mahoney, that I had my manager hit me up and offer me an audition for a role on Fuller House?
No, what is Steve's dad?
No, it wasn't even an on-camera thing. It was playing part of a radio DJ, and like, you know, I just had to like read the part, and she's like, obviously knew doing radio and everything else. They had me read the part, and I didn't get it. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, gosh.
That was for 20 years. I don't know. I was so mad. I boycotted that episode.
They cut the whole part out.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So Lazy Bones Mahones is a little game that we play that features some incredible moments from Mahoney's real personal life that none of us ever see. These are moments from behind closed doors. Just him and his wife share these moments. Sometimes they're out in public, but it's just the two of them. And it's your job, Audrey and Ian, to try to figure out which one of these is not true. It's pretty unbelievable that any of these are true, because I don't think that most people act like this. Mahoney does. You guys trying to figure out only one of these is a fib today, okay?
Okay.
Fact number one in Lazy Bones Mahones. Mahoney is a big fan of meat and cigars, and I'm a fan of vegetables and exercise. He is the yin to my yang, and while there are odd times and we are sometimes the odd couple, we balance each other out nicely. A perfect example of this was the other day. I was on the treadmill and he was out front smoking a cigar. I have a fan set to blow on me while I'm on the treadmill to keep cool, and he called me on my cell phone to get off the treadmill and come bring him the fan I was using because he was getting too hot sitting outside smoking his cigar.
Well, totally first off, true. she won't let me smoke cigars in the house, which I feel like is
craziness, right?
Like, I can't believe
what kind of oppressive relationship are you in?
Exactly. I am a man who is, you know, I'm trying to do this for you. And on top of that, she doesn't want me to smoke too close to the door, because then the smoke gets in the house. So if I've been smoking a cigar outside, I smell like smoke. I did this for her to ask her to bring me the fan so the smoke would not come into the house.
Mm-hmm.
This was for her.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's number one. Ian, how does that strike you? Is a possibility? Could it be true in your opinion?
It's so ridiculous and dumb that I'm going to have to say that's true. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go on to number two. Mahoney has his good qualities, including being an excellent Costco shopping buddy. Anyone who frequents Costco knows that it's easier to go when you're part of a tag team. On Saturday, I asked Mahoney to come to Costco with me because we were running low on supplies. And his response was to lay down on the living room floor and refuse to get up because he had big plans to play Call of Duty all day. He stayed on the floor for about 30 minutes until he realized that this was not a long-term strategy. I would wait him out.
Well, First off, I wasn't laying on the floor to avoid going to Costco. I had stayed up the previous evening playing Call of Duty late night, and my back was a little sore. Then I slept on it a little funny. So I needed to lay down in the middle of the living room on the carpet with my back on the floor to kind of, you know, I was stretching it out. You know how when you get that little knot back there and you just got to lay down? That's what was going on. It wasn't like I was a child refusing to go to Costco who needed to be dragged. Oh, she did technically drag me a little bit.
So Redhead said they think that one is false. Josh also said false there. Carrie's saying true. One quick follow-up from Carrie about the first fact when she was on the treadmill and you made her bring the fan so that way you wouldn't overheat while smoking a cigar. Did you know she was on the treadmill at the time?
Yes.
Good question. Got it.
Good question. All right, so
she
here
was close to the fan. It's right there. It's literally right behind her.
Did you know that she was using the fan?
I mean, we could turn the air conditioning down in the house. We can't turn it down outside.
So here we go on to number three, third and final one. I finally got Mahoney to Costco through a series of bribes and empty promises, and we noticed that you can get your flu shot at Costco. Mahoney and I are both big believers in getting your annual flu shots, especially this year with the flu COVID double whammy. However, as stated earlier, he's not a big fan or believer in exercise. So when he realized that his insurance card was out in the car, he decided to forego getting his flu shot for the time being because, quote, he didn't want to walk all the way out to his car.
Oh, this is tough.
Only one of these is not true. And we'll just recap
we
here.
There's park
in
the back of Costco, just to let you know, because, there's always a space available. So, I mean, to be fair, that is about an eighth of a mile.
An eighth of a mile seems a little dramatic.
It is not an eighth of a mile. There's
from the
no
back
way.
Of Costco to the back of the parking lot, that's at least an eighth of a mile.
It's an eighth of a Mahoney mile.
So a lot of people guessing that number two is the one that is the lie about you laying on the floor. A decent amount of number threes coming in. It seems like even though number one is easily the most inconsiderate of all of them, everyone seems to think that that one is without question
true. That's what I'm thinking too. That's why I'm going to go with number one being false. I don't think she likes you that much to get off the treadmill and then bring the fan out there for you. And then plus, the fan outside isn't really going to make you that much cooler.
Okay, no, so it's always blowing the smoke away from the house, and that's like the big thing. You know what? I'm going to go with the chat this week because last week I went against the grain and it did me dirty. So I'm actually going to pull a lifeline and go with the chat. And I'm going to say number two is false.
So Ian, you're saying number one is false. Audrey, you're saying number two is false. Both of you are incorrect.
No way!
Number three, if you guys aren't aware, Mahoney has got the George Costanza of wallets. Of course he's got his insurance card in that thing.
Let's see that
Hold
thing.
It up for those. Well, look at that thing.
Cow.
You could have 36 insurance cards in there, and it wouldn't even affect the size of that. I mean, of course he has that on him.
She forgot her card. She forgot her card this time.
Yeah, that idiot.
I had it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So an American Airlines pilot was pretty surprised and said that he looked over as they were preparing to land and they reported something unusual about 3,000 feet up in the air. It was, quote, a guy in a jetpack. Tower, American 947, we just passed a guy in a jetpack, said the recording, and we have the audio for you here. Again, a pilot seeing a dude flying around with a jetpack 3,000 feet in the air.
Tower, American 1997, we just passed a guy in a jetpack.
American 1997, okay, thank you. Were they off to your left side or right side?
Off the left side, maybe 300 yards or so, about our altitude.
We just saw the guy pass by us at jetpack. JetBlue 23, use caution. Person in a jetpack reported 300 yards south of the LA final at about 3,000 feet.
So, I mean, the fact that they're 10 miles away from the airport, I guess, is a little bit encouraging. But the fact that they were 300 yards from a plane is not. If you do see a person flying by in a jetpack, though, and you're, you know, radioing to the tower, what do you do about that? Like, can you do
anything?
Do you scramble the choppers and try to go get them? Like, you can't pull them over. Like, also, I didn't know that jetpack technology had gotten to this point yet.
To the point where they can get 3,000 feet in the air. Doesn't this sound 3,000? Some sort of weird marketing? I don't know if I believe this. Like, has this been verified? Like, is that the real audio? We get punked here.
No, multiple pilots reported that they saw it. And Andy in chat said Elon Musk is putting his real-life Iron Man plan to work. Of course it would be Elon Musk that would be flying around trying to pretend like he's Robert Downey Jr. It's kind of cool. Ever since I saw that movie, The Rocketeer, when I was a little kid, I always dreamed of wearing a jetpack. Although, let's not kid ourselves. I mean,
wearing a jetpack.
For sure. I mean, without question, right? Something. Yeah. And there's no protection.
You're in a jetpack and you sneeze. It's over. It's over at that point. You know, it's like, it's scary enough sneezing while you are driving a car. You got to white knuckle the wheel. Like, well, you got no wheel to white knuckle while you're 3,000 feet up. You're going to sneeze, and then you're just going to spin out of control. Full blown tailspin, and then just then you're gonna look like a street lasagna.
Street lasagna Mahoney.
So if you think that you're bad at gambling, and most of us do, right, because it's kind of designed for the house to win, don't feel bad. There is a guy whose name is Ron Meyer, and you might not have heard of him before. He's a former head executive for NBC Universal. And as it turns out, he blew his $100 million fortune on gambling. He was one of the three most sought after whales in the gambling industry. And all of this is revealed because it turns out that he was having an affair. He's 75 years old, and he had to step down from his $25 million a year gig after it was revealed that he had an affair in 2012 with an actress who was just 20 years old at the time. Yeah, so he was 67 and she was 20 and they were having an affair. Well, it turns out that he was one of the...
A consensual affair.
No, of course, right. But, I mean, all this came out because of the divorce proceedings, and that's how we know how much money he was losing. Because otherwise, the casinos like to keep that under wraps. They like to talk about, oh, look at this person. They just won, you know, the Mega Millions for $15 million, or they just hit this big jackpot. They don't like to tell you about the guys who blow through $100 million. Turns out that he would blow between $5 and $7 million sometimes in a night, gambling, playing craps at Caesars. Once he exhausted the credit limit, and the VP would take him to Foxwoods and the Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, where he'd blow $3 to $5 million as well at each place. And again, he would have helicopters that would be set up to take him from casino to casino when he would max out his credit limit at each one of these places. That's nuts, man.
No.
Craziness.
Can you, first of all, imagine having that much money to blow? Like, where you're just, like, comfortable dropping $5 million at the table?
$100 million and gambling. Oh, yeah. And you're worth $100 million. Like, I mean, like, you know, most of the reason, I think, you know, I mean, obviously, gambling, we gamble because we like to think of, you know, when we're rich. But, like, when you're already that rich, what are you doing gambling? You could buy literally anything.
Anything.
Tosh said, I watched my old boss get arrested at work for not paying back a gambling marker. That was a weird day.
Wow.
You watched him get arrested. Brutal.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave, so I know you drink your coffee black, but do you look at other people who load their coffee up with cream and sugar as babies?
Message deleted.
Sure do. Judging you. What's wrong with you?
Why are you trying to gatekeep, man?
You're an adult now, man. You don't need to be adding a bunch of sugar to everything. It's like when I was a kid, it's still sweet. It's still the same idea.
What do you got, a sponsorship deal with Splenda over there or something?
No, Splenda sucks. I never, no Splenda ever.
Sweet and low? You get paid off by Sweet and Low?
Big Bean. It's big Bean.
That's right.
Big coffee bean.
Oh, yeah, different. No, but yeah, the whole thing with, what's the pink stuff? That's not Sweet and Low.
Sugar.
Is it?
Yeah, that is Sweet and Low.
That is Sweet and Low?
Pink stuff is Sweet and Low.
And that stuff supposedly gives you cancer, right? Like, I don't even know if that's true.
You were just falling for all sorts of marketing. Like, just like, what do you start talking about? How bad MSG is? Man, MSG has gotten the worst rap out of any sort of seasoning on the planet. MSG.
Seasoning. MSG is a seasoning?
Yes, kind of a Madison Square Garden.
Like that's it. But they have done there was a big push in the 80s to really kind of like, because Chinese restaurants were becoming incredibly popular, and then they spread a bunch of propaganda about how bad MSG was, and it does not cause cancer.
But what does it do? Isn't it a preservative?
Makes everything delicious. That's what MSG is.
Oh, yeah. So that's why it's bad for you.
Monosodium glutamate.
Oh, yeah. So it's just one of those things that's like in everything that's bad for you. So it sends a trigger of just like endorphins to your brain. So you're constantly eating a McDonald's burger and
like
going,
everything else in the world. Yes.
Cross said, as a server, I judge the hell out of people based on their order. So when I used to wait tables, exact same thing, like Outback Steakhouse. If you get your steak well done and butterflied, I'm like, I'm not getting a tip.
No, that's if you get your filet well done. I mean, you don't
what is
order
butterflied.
You cut it in half to make sure it's even more well done. If you get any steak,
it cooks it faster.
If you get any steak butterflied and well done, and then especially if you ask for ketchup instead of steak sauce. Yeah, there ain't no tip coming.
Oh yeah,
sure there.
No, never. What are you talking
you're
about?
You're just a bad server.
You never even waited tables.
I waited tables longer than you.
No, you didn't.
Sure did.
I thought you said you were a bartender. I thought that was your whole thing.
I was a waiter and a bartender.
He was so bad at waiting that you put him behind the bar.
Yeah, it's like just don't even come out here anymore.
I got promoted. I waited tables while I bartended.
Yeah, that's just because the manager was trying to bang you. Like it's still speaking of sleeping your way to the top.
Man, he was he was a large man, but there was more of him to love.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I'm supposed to go on a vacation at the end of October. Good chance not going to happen.
Message deleted.
End of October? Yeah, I think there's probably a pretty good chance of that. But, I mean, there's a decent amount of people that I see that are getting out and about. My brother and his wife just went down to Tulum in Mexico. They had a great time. It was very safe, they said, socially distanced. The whole process of traveling is pretty buttoned up now. I don't know. I mean, I get why you don't want to go on vacations. And certainly if you have something planned to, Europe, it's not going to happen. But if it's something within the United States or down in Mexico, they're down to take your money.
Yeah.
Are you guys planning any vacations?
No.
I mean, I just went on a trip. I mean, we did Airbnb. I think that if you're going places and, you're smart and feeling safe about it.
I'm not getting on a plane. I'm not getting on a plane until there's a vaccine.
I mean, they say that the likelihood of you getting COVID on a plane is like slim to none.
There was another study that just said the exact opposite. So it's like, I don't know what to believe.
So everything
and
is
also,
just a toss
I don't
want to
go.
Vis-
I don't want to visit anybody, and I don't want
to
go anywhere.
That's what it is.
Home,
that's what it is. It has nothing to do. Don't hide behind this idea that you're worried about getting sick.
Don't tell me what
you
I can just, hide behind. I'm
you
hide
just
behind.
Hate. You hate everyone and everything. You're a patriot.
Doing my part. Not
I'm a
patriot.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Let's get into today's Redneck Report. A Florida man was arrested on weapons charges and really stepped in after deputies apparently accused him of trying to poop out his marijuana, according to affidavits. Yep. Happened in Indian River County. Deputies arrested a 29-year-old man on possession of a firearm by a convicted felon and took him to jail. The man was passenger in a sport utility vehicle when the deputy found a 40 cal. Less than an hour later, the same deputy was notified by jail staff who discovered an unknown object in the man's stomach. They say they're going to take the man to the hospital to get checked out. According to deputies, the man admitted to eating a bag of pot as they approached the vehicle. I asked the man why he would eat the bag filled with weed, and the man said he did not want them to find the bag. And sure enough, they found a bag of weed in his bowels. So the bag was covered in what you would expect it to be covered in, according to investigators. But they believe that it was marijuana. The man was arrested on additional charges of possession of less than 20 grams of weed.
So,
yeah,
you know how they have that coffee that like the world's most expensive coffee. Have you guys heard about the world's
Civic
most expensive coffee?
Coffee? Yeah, Kopi Luwak.
It's the one where those like what is it? Rodents or bats or somebody eat the coffee beans and then it goes through their digestive system and it comes out like and it's like even more potent. Is that what happens when you swallow a bag of weed and like it comes out and it's somehow got a little bit more potency to it?
Did I ever tell you about I had a friend do this? Only he did it that with a bag of cocaine. He was.
Excuse me.
That's how you die.
Well, yeah. He partied a little too hard. And one night, after partying a little too hard, he was driving and he made the foolish mistake of getting behind the wheel. And he came up to a stoplight where there was two cars in either lane, and the light had turned green. He decided that he was going to squeeze between them because the light had just turned green. And he misjudged it, and so caused a 3-car accident. And he had drugs on him, and he decided to eat the drugs, and we're like,
how did that work out?
Not great. Not great. He went to jail, and he pooped all over the cell. Not great. And it was a shared cell. It was not good for anyone. Yeah. And finally, a 22-year-old woman is in custody after deputies say that she got into a fight with somebody in a Wendy's drive-thru. And you're like, how on earth did this happen? It was the manager of the Wendy's that beat the dude's ass through the window. So according to the report, the victim pulled up to the drive-thru to order 3 double cheeseburgers. The employee at the drive-thru asked the customers to pull up to a parking spot as they prepared the order and explained why the victim needed to move. Well, the guy who, you're violating drive-thru etiquette here, buddy. You can't refuse to move out of the drive-thru because you're going to block the entire drive-thru lane. He refused to move, and the manager of this Wendy's reached out the drive-thru window and just started whooping on this dude. And then she got arrested for it.
Oh, man. No, she was the real hero in this.
Mm-hmm.
Justified. That's a justified ass whooping right there.
Also, like, you haven't got your food yet. Like, that's how you get a foot sandwich.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So as we round things out today, I want to remind you to listen along to the podcast. You can find that on the radio.com app on demand anytime there. And also thank you to everyone that has been with us as we have been doing the live stream today. We do that every single day starting at around 8 a.m. Pacific time, twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney. Here we go with a couple of final top stories. There's been rumors about this, and yes, it is actually going to happen. Tiger King star Carol Baskin is going to be one of the stars of Dancing with the Stars, which seems so unnecessary. So there's some names on here that she doesn't win. She's, I don't know. I just took him out to the Habitat.
No, he went to Costa Rica, I swear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I'm ready for everybody from Tiger King to kind of like fade off into the distance.
To go away. Like, we've had enough.
Serve their jail sentence. And
Anne Heche is going to be on Dancing with the Stars? Really?
Who?
TV and film actress Anne Heche. What do you mean, who? Yeah,
wasn't she married to Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey's been married like 11 times. I don't know.
I don't know who this is. I had to look her up.
She was with Ellen DeGeneres, man.
Or is that
she's
who am I thinking of? I mean, Ellen and Jim Carrey kind of look alike.
They kind of do. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she was with Ellen for a while.
That's right.
Former NBA star Charles Oakley, AJ McLean, who we talked about from the Backstreet Boys, is going to be on there. Former NFL player Vernon Davis, along with a bunch of other people.
I love Vernon Davis.
Wait, Nelly's going to be on this one too? Oh, man.
Oh, heck yeah, I'm watching.
Oh, man.
Nelly.
I like Vernon Davis. I like if I had to pick like one of the most entertaining tight ends in the NFL, Vernon Davis would be the dude. I think like
three words for you on
and
Vernon
his footwork
Davis.
are gonna make him win. Cause like
sweet
sure.
Potato yams. You remember that?
Yep.
It was a Thanksgiving game and he was playing in that game and they were just going around asking everyone what their favorite food was. He just went sweet potato yams.
And that's gave
him a great smile. And you're like, damn, Vernon.
Oh, I mean, his billion-dollar
smile. He's a good-looking dude.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I mean, like, Nelly's not a bad-looking guy, but, like, when you put Nelly standing next to Vernon
to
Davis,
Vernon.
Like, Vernon Davis is, like, going to look like he's, you know, like a skyscraper. Maybe I will watch.
Man, he's a good-looking dude. Yeah, I think him, AJ McLean, because he's like a boy band, once upon a time. Well, I guess the Backstreet Boys are still a thing.
Still is,
he's just going to like boy band all over that stage. And then probably Nelly. I bet they're going to be in the top 3.
I'm going to put my money on Anne Heche.
I think Anne's going to come through with this one. She's an underdog, but
I don't know. Okay. She looks like a little creaky. She looks a little rickety, like a little creaky in the hips. Yeah.
Audrey's right. Like she looks like she's going to make it to the finals and have like one final move, and then just whack, like her just hips going to pop out of socket.
For real,
they don't lie.
Her tibia is going to snap in half and impale Tara Banks, the new host.
Setting sun where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Nevada, home means the hills, home means the sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.